I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has awarded $3.6 million for water system improvements in Manistique and Munising. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Jason Allen, State Director for USDA Rural Development in Michigan, to find out more about these projects. Here's Jason Allen.
We were able to help with Manistique after a kind of a near disaster occurred on US 2 where they had a collapse of a water line, which then overall collapsed part of US 2. This allowed for a loan of about $800,000 and a $300,000 grant to get that up and running. And as you know, Lake Michigan water quality is so important. And with that breakage occurring within 400 feet of the Manistique River, we were very happy to be able to help and support that infrastructure. That is part of their ongoing project. And in the last 2 years, we've invested about $6 million in sewer water infrastructure there. And then in Munising, as we drive across M28, when I'm always coming into your station or visiting, they had infrastructure much like what we did and talked about last year in Houghton that was built near or about the First World War. This infrastructure was sewer and water lines that were breaking down, infiltrating, and we saw a lot of potential seepage into Lake Superior. And so these are both very, very good projects. Munising one was about $2.2 million.
The one thing I noticed about the Munising one in particular is some of that funding that is going to be used to help leverage a grant through MDOT that is allowing for more construction and support because of all the construction going on in Munising right now. This all kind of ties in together, doesn't it?
It's amazing, and I give those the community credit in Munising. They've done, they had us up working on a plan and getting their sort of community repositioned. The upgrade in infrastructure has been important, and as you remember, 2 years ago we were able to get about $400,000 for telemedicine to their hospital, and then they've been working through a restructuring of their downtown. So it's really helpful when a community has a plan and then starts looking at the tools that we have in the toolbox, which gives them the ability to leverage more dollars like what they're doing with the Department of Transportation.
We're talking with Jason Allen, State Director for USDA Rural Development in Michigan. This money comes from a program that combines both grants and loans. How does that work?
We have a sewer and water program called WEP, which is Water and Environmental Program. And the Upper Peninsula and all of Upper Michigan has benefited from those. Ishpeming, approximately 2 years ago, received several million dollars for upgrades. And this is based on income and on the interest rates that are available on the loans. There's characteristics that are put together for the criterion, which include income of the communities and then the severity of the repairs that need to happen. Those two factors are the big ones balancing the difference between grant and loans, and Upper Peninsula communities over the last several years have done well. In fact, over about the last 10 years, the USDA has invested about $1 billion in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
And it's interesting because every time we talk to you, you always want to get the word out to municipalities, people that may be listening that are with some of these cities or some of the government agencies, that these tools are there, but you have to kind of come looking for them from the USDA, but that's what you have as a clearinghouse of information.
Absolutely. The best way to get that is through USDARD/Michigan. We have offices in Gladstones. We have offices in Sault Ste. Marie, which are great resources. So the tools are various: infrastructure, housing, business, and broadband.
That's Jason Allen, State Director for USDA Rural Development in Michigan. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.